a real buddy, a friend of mine. He's in the nursing home now, and he's losing his mind. All the time I was up there, he kept saying, "I'm so proud of you," he said, "I'm so proud of you. Here I am in the nursing home, and you're still working. The way he is up in the nursing home, I'm going strong."
Sam Eaton has been lobstering for 73 years and has no plans to retire. Spare Time is this week's Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown from Atlantic Public Media, who curates this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. We bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Here's Spare Time, produced by Sarah Reynolds with the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies.
Well, I'm Sam Eaton. I'm 89 years old next month.
Now we're on our way.
Sam Eaton has been lobstering off the coast of Deer Isle, Maine for 73 years with no real plans to stop. He fishes in a boat he built back in the 40s. She's called the Old Spare Time.
Oh, she's still a good boat. She's quite old.
Sam goes out in his boat a few mornings a week just before dawn. He likes to make the most of his days on the water. He rests on the ride out and rubs his thick bifocals to clear the fog. This is one of the only breaks before a long day of work. He holds the steering wheel to keep his balance as he navigates his boat into a sea of buoys.
Well, I did fairly good last year before I had this knee operated on.
The leaning and twisting it takes to haul the traps is hard on his knees.
Bothers me an awful lot. I have trouble getting aboard the boat and getting in the boat, so I don't go very often.
Sam's family worries about his safety out on the water. Lobstermen of any age almost always fish with a second person on board because it's such hard work. But Sam usually fishes alone.
It blows out quite hard. I don't go out because, you know, I could go over the side awful quick. I can't swim a stroke. If I get overboard, that would be the end of it.
Well, I'm going to have some bacon and a sausage and some toast. I'm all out of donuts this morning.
Sam's wife, Virginia, sits at a stool in the kitchen while Sam cooks breakfast. Short white hair gently frames her tired face. She's only a few years younger than Sam.
He hates to admit he's got diabetes.
She thinks I've got sugar diabetes. I know I haven't got it.
You don't cut out your sugar, you're going to be covered with sores.
How much sugar do I eat?
Good, Sam.
I know a donut today is not going to bother me one damn bit.
Don't he hate to admit it? Oh, shoot.
Sam and Virginia constantly talk about their health. They depend on their seven kids to care for them as they grow older. Virginia wishes Sam would finish his lobstering for good, but seems to know this may never happen.
I don't think he'll stop. As long as he can walk, I think he'll go out there.
Naturally, she's going to worry because I'm not as young as I used to be, and then, you know, I have to be awful careful, and I can't jump around, thrash around.
He's too old to be out there. I don't like it. Get him off that boat. He's 89. That's too old to be in the boat.
On his few days off a week, Sam thinks about the next time he'll go fishing. He sits in his rocking chair by a big picture window in the kitchen that looks onto a small road in Deer Isle. Traffic is sparse.
I spend a lot of hours here, kind of nosy, you know, see what's going on. Traffic back and forth. A real buddy, a friend of mine, he's in the nursing home now, and he's losing his mind. All the time I was up there, he kept saying, "I'm so proud of you," he said, "I'm so proud of you. Here I am in the nursing home, and you're still working. The way he is up in the nursing home, I'm going strong."
I hope I got a few years left. Mother lived to be an old age, and I don't know. I hope I do.
We're ready.
It's time to haul the traps again, so Sam gets ready for another morning out on the water. His rainbow-striped suspenders hold up tan pants made wider to fit him in the back by Virginia's hand-stitching.
Well, my boat ready to get aboard the boat. If I can get up. There we are. Now we'll see if we can get a bark out of her this morning. Yeah, pump her up. Give her a little.
With 73 years of lobstering under his belt, and despite the danger of the trade, Sam keeps going.
I like lobstering, and, well, I don't know, I probably won't last much longer. I think that's the only thing that keeps me going, keeps me alive.
This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org, and send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening.